green schemes. The party is dropping in the spending commitment, but will keep some parts of the policy. Greenpeace is calling it weak political, economic and climate leadership. The Prime Minister thinks it shows Sir Keir Starmer can't stick to a decision.
I think it demonstrates exactly what I've been saying, that he U-turns on major things, he can't say what he would do differently because he doesn't have a plan. And if you don't have a plan, then you can't deliver change for our country.
Scotland's Health Secretary has resigned after racking up a bill of almost £11,000 on his parliamentary iPad. In November, Michael Matheson admitted his children had used it while on holiday. A hearing's begun at the US Supreme Court over whether Donald Trump should be barred from running as president in Colorado. The state argues he violated the Constitution by encouraging a riot in Washington, D.C. in January 2021. Dozens of schools have been closed in northern England and North Wales due to snow. The Met Office says up to 25 centimetres could fall in some places today. Scotland fans will be allowed to take bagpipes into matches at Euro 2024 this summer. Kat Suave reports.
Vuvuzelas were the iconic soundtrack to the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. But at this summer's Euros, could it be this? UEFA's given the Tartan Army permission to play bagpipes inside grounds after relaxing its rules on instruments. Anyone wishing to take theirs to matches will have to get permission from the Scottish FA beforehand. Scotland's tournament starts against host Germany on the 14th of June.
And a zoo in Germany is mourning the death of what's believed to be its oldest resident, who's died at the age of 75. Ingo the Flamingo had lived there since the mid-1950s. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Oh, thanks, Simon.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in a...
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening we'll start with another spell of heavy rain moving in from the south. It remaining wet throughout the overnight period, turning patchy at Sir Walls Dawn. It's going to be breezy but mild with overnight lows of 9. Now, let's look at Friday. As well, tomorrow morning is going to be mostly cloudy and some lingering showers, outbreaks of rain as well. These will continue into the afternoon, but there may also be the odd brighter spell with highs of 12.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
We'll be right back.
our favourites. Yeah, Blondie, Heart of Glass. But that was actually called something else before they decided what to use it. Do you know what it was? It's Once I Had a Love. That's what it was going to be called. Obviously from Parallel Lines, one of the best albums to have ever been released. It's my opinion. But welcome back to the second hour drive. It's actually 7 minutes past four here on Thursday, the 8th of February. I'm Joe. We have got loads of brilliant music from the 70s right up to now. I'm even going to sneak a 60s one in a minute, but we have the latest track from George McRae. You know, it's coming up a little bit later, but there's a Georgia, and Georgia Crandon. She's our local singer-songwriter. It actually drives a track of the week from 2 or 3 weeks ago. This is called Told Me to Go Home, and she is gigging everywhere at the moment. On the 15th of Feb, just next week, she's going to be at the Nightjar in London, which is in Shoreditch. Really nice place. The other Nightjar is in Carnaby. She's also going to be there the day after. Open Anchor as well in London, and that's in Islington on the 1st of March. Quite easy for us to get there as well from Essex, but she's got loads of stuff coming up. And this is her brand new track, Georgia Crandon, Told Me to Go Home. And then, of course, come on then, we'll listen to George McRae just after that.
When I turned around, yeah, they shot me down, and they told me to go home. What you think you're
George McRae, Rock Me in Your Arms. It was actually written or co-written by Richard Finch of KC and the Sunshine Band. You can kind of hear that. And that was 1974. So one of the very earliest disco hits at a time. Now we've got another track and then we've got a tiny little break. And we will be back. But you know what? We haven't heard from a long time. Noel Horan. So come on in. Nice to meet you.
Talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. Somewhere warm, you know, j'adore la mer. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. Talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
So this is a request for David. Tears for Fears, Everyone Wants to Rule the World. Hope you're having a fab afternoon, Dave. Tears for Fears, everybody wants to rule the world. Now, our 4 at 4 is a 4 for 30, I should say. It's slightly different to our usual one, because on this day, in a certain year, there was a Brits, and there were 4 brilliant Brit artists. British female solo, we had Best British Group, Best British Breakthrough Act, all from a certain year. So we're going to be listening to those, and I want you to guess the year. That's coming up around 4:30, but taking us up to the travel, we've got one from our A-list, Sabrina Carpenter with Feather.
On a platter for you, then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. I slam the door, I hit ignore, I'm saying no, 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 no more. I got you blocked after this and after thought.
Sorry for your loss.
FM travel news.
Well, as usual, traffic congestion coming out of London at the moment. Nothing to really tell you about. But Noak Hill just coming. A176 reports of an accident between the A127 and Church Street and Great Birstead. Also, Rayleigh Eastwood closed, actually, due to an accident between Webster's Way. That's the A129 and Dawsheath Road. In Canvey Island, there's slow traffic on Canvey Way southbound between Sadler's Farm Interchange and Sumner's Avenue. In Hadley, slow traffic on London Road eastbound. A13 between Rayleigh Road and Eastwood Road. Closer to home, Brentwood Road is slow moving traffic on the Ongar Road, Shenfield Road, Ingrave Road, A128 towards the High Street, Wilson's Corner. In the A120 eastbound, also slow moving traffic between Coggleshaw and Marks Tay Interchange. You're looking at around about 10 minutes there. Chelmsford, slow traffic on Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Colchester, let's have a quick look there. At St Andrews Avenue, slow traffic between Colchester Road and Causeway in Southend. Slow traffic on Victoria Avenue southbound between East Street and West Street, Queensway. Heading over to the rail is all okay for us at the moment, but on the tube there's still minor delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains, minor delays on the Circle Line anti-clockwise due to cancellations, minor delays on the Metropolitan Line between Moor Park and Amersham, underground station still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town, and finally there's severe delays now on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Heathrow Terminals 1, 2 and 3, all due to cancellations. And that's it from the travel updates from me.
The satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, got it. I see the parties and diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity, 'cause I've made some real big mistakes. You told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, 'cause girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes, but you made damn vampire.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Grandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, well, on Sunday the 11th of February, this Sunday, there's Live Blues and the Checkers. Now, the Checkers are 44 High Street in Billericay. It's the Jack Austin Despy Blues Band. They're going to be playing live at the Checkers at 3 p.m. Now, best bit, you ready? I feel like a drum roll we need. It's free admission as well. And so for more details, of course, you know where to go. Come to phoenixfm.com. You'll see the events page. Go on to there and then you can't miss it. It's Sunday the 11th of February. Live Blues at the Checkers.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, on this day, in a certain day, it was the Brit Awards, and the winners were including, actually, Paul McCartney won Best Solo Artist, Kim Wilde won the Best Female Artist, Dire Straits, Best British Group. We've got more coming up as well, so I'm going to play a couple of them now, but can you kind of guess which the year was?
I'd like to know, 'cause here I go again.
Listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM. We'll be right back.
Okay, so the Brit winners in which year on this day it was? We've had Paul McCartney, he won the best male solo. Just heard Kim Wilde there, one of the best tracks there. Won best British female solo. And we had, the best international acts. Not going to play this one, but it's King Creole and the Coconuts. And also, the Life Achievement Award went to Pete Townsend. But do you know the year? Now, this is the best band that come up. And then we are going to have the Essex band that was the best breakthrough act, but of which year? Have you guessed the year yet?
Bye.
Now, after a short break, I'm going to be playing the single that was voted the best track at the Brits on this day in which year.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Oh,
So the year. It was actually 1983. That was the Brits. Yes, we've had all that done. Michelle Spencer's just walked in and said, yes, she got it right, obviously, as usual. Now, it's National Opera Day. Who knew? Yes, well, I did. Opera's actually been around since like the 16th century, and we should celebrate the art, or should I sort of say really performance art? Because it's, of course, it's mixed with music, words and acting. Now, you can hashtag it National Opera Day. I always do that and I love it. Do you want a factoid? Yes, coming in. Opera means work in Italian. Libretto, oh, look at me, means small book. And there are really sort of two types of opera, I'd say. So there's just sort of recitative and then there's arias. So there's other loads of kind of sub-operas as well and called operetta and things like that. But arias are sort of more song-driven for individual sort of characters when you go and watch it. So you know the ones that do the really long songs. So that's more arias sort of thing. And recitatives are more speech, kind of help with a plot in a way, to be fair. Do you want another factoid? Yes. Okay, then. The first opera season took place in Venice in 1637. So how do we celebrate? Well, let's take a look at the new and more adventurous operas as well, including one. I know, I've turned it right back on me, isn't it? Yes. I took part in a football opera. I know. So it was for Sky Arts as well, and the wonderful Factory Films. And what it was is that they wanted to encourage different people to come in and watch opera, you know, so it didn't have to be that sort of, you know, how you expect always to be going to the operas. They wanted to encourage more people. So it was us football fans. We was all singing at the back and we were learning to sing and breathe. And yeah, it was a really wonderful experience. And I've been back to the opera ever since as well. So there is something for everyone. I'd say go and have a look at a little video and you might find something. So I have got coming up now.
This perfect dream.
Sueño me volvió.
This dream was me and you. I want all the world to see.
Instinto me guió.
Miracle sensation, my guide and inspiration.
has a wonderful Freddie Mercury and Montserrat Cabella. There is an opera for everyone, believe me. Go and have a look. Hashtag National Opera Day now. We've got about 20 seconds. Michelle, hello.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
All good, all good. So we have got 10 seconds before we go over to the news, and you're coming back and you're going to be talking about...
Heart openers.
Brilliant. See you at 5.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.